At the top of the news this evening, Pope Benedict XVI today celebrated the Mass of the Feast of the Epiphany in St. Peter's Basilica. In his homily, the Holy Father reflected on the meaning of the feast for the human family in the present day and age.
In che senso oggi Cristo è ancora lumen gentium, luce delle genti?
Pope Benedict said the Epiphany is the manifestation of God who revealed himself in history as the light of the world to lead and finally to introduce humanity to the promised land, where reign freedom, justice, and peace.
Per guidare e introdurre finalmente l'umanità nella terra promessa, dove regnano libertà, giustizia e pace.
On the day when the Church celebrates the manifestation of Christ to the nations, represented by the Magi who came from the East, the Holy Father made a heartfelt appeal to politicians, scientists, and spiritual leaders of non-Christian religions, whom he said were today's Magi, prefigured in the Magi of old. Pope Benedict prayed that they may come to understand Christ as the fulfillment of their searching.
Di ricerca, spesso un po' insicura, che in definitiva deve avere il suo punto d'arrivo in Cristo.
At the end of his homily, Pope Benedict returned to the words with which his predecessor, the servant of God, John Paul II, began his service to the Church as Pope.
Ad essi, a tutti gli uomini del nostro tempo vorrei quest'oggi ripetere, non abbiate paura della luce di Cristo.
To today's Magi and to the whole of humanity in our time, the Pope said, be not afraid of the light of Christ. His light is the splendor of truth. Let him illuminate you, all peoples of the earth. Allow yourselves to be covered by his love, and you will find the path to peace.
E troverete la via della pace. Così sia.
The Holy Father continued his reflections in remarks before the traditional Angelus prayer after Mass. There, Pope Benedict said, the Epiphany is the moment in which begins the adhesion of all peoples to faith in Christ, according to God's promise to Abraham, that in Abraham all the families of the earth would call themselves blessed.
In te si diranno benedette tutte le famiglie della terra.
During his remarks before the Angelus prayer, the Holy Father also took the opportunity to wish a Merry Christmas to all those Christians who follow the Julian calendar and prepare to celebrate the feast of our Lord's birth tomorrow.
Con affetto auguro loro abbondanza di pace e di cristiana prosperità.
Pope Benedict especially remembered the Epiphany as the World Day for Missionary Children. The Pope expressed this recurrence as the feast of those children who live the gift of faith with joy and pray that the light of Christ reach all the world's children. Pope Benedict particularly mentioned the work of the Institution for Holy Infancy, present in 110 countries throughout the world, calling them precious co-workers of the gospel and apostles of Christian solidarity with the most needy among us.
Incoraggio gli educatori a coltivare nei piccoli lo spirito missionario.
The Holy Father encouraged educators to cultivate the missionary spirit in young children and prayed that Mary, star of evangelization, by her intercession, might help Christians in every part of the earth to live as true children of the light and bring others to Christ, who is the true light of the world.
A Cristo, vera luce del mondo. Angelus Domini nunciavit Mariae.
Et concepit in spiritu.
Following the Angelus prayer, Pope Benedict addressed the pilgrim faithful in many languages, including English.
The celebration of the Epiphany of the Lord invites us to contemplate Jesus as a divine Savior, the light that guides us on our journey to eternity. May Christians everywhere draw nearer to Christ, pay homage to him in word and deed, and share joyfully with others the saving light of his gospel. I wish you all a pleasant stay in Rome.